I want to spend the rest of our time talking about metastatic disease, but just one final question about management of localized disease. You know, in other diseases in the adjuvant situation, and particularly breast cancer, over the years, there's kind of been a tradition to offer patients numbers about what to expect from adjuvant therapy. There was the adjuvant online model out there, and people often, you know, quote these kinds of numbers and will give them to patients who are interested. I'm kind of curious if you have an educated patient, maybe you have a patient who's an oncologist, for example, who's in a situation that, like your patient was with the two positive nodes and the T2 lesion, what would you say to them if they said, okay, what's the chance that I'm going to have disease recurrence if I don't have any adjuvant therapy? And what's the absolute decrease that's going to occur if I take, for example, FOLFIRINOX or even gemcitabine, capecitabine? What kinds of general numbers would you talk about?
So I know that different countries and different cultures have a different approach to this. And I know that today in modern medicine, I think that a lot of physicians give discrete numbers to patients. Personally, I very seldom do that. I very seldom give a discrete number because I just think that it's a statistical analysis on a cohort of patients that have a spectrum of different parameters and prognostic factors in that disease. I would use more wording like, you know, there's a much higher probability that your tumor will recur than it would not recur because it's an aggressive tumor and, you know, you have node positive disease. That's the kind of wording I would use. That's personally just the way I speak. And I think that very few people really push me to hear a number. I don't get that often.
I think, you know, more than half is a pretty important number that somebody might want to have. But I'm particularly interested how much benefit you think they would get out of, you know, for example, FOLFIRINOX. Do you think it's 1 out of 10 patients will avoid recurrence, 1 out of 100? You know, globally, what's your sort of instinct looking at all the data?
So I think that with the more aggressive data, we're seeing that the risk of recurrence is really reduced at 3 and 5 years, and we're getting around numbers of, you know, around 40-50%. So we're really improving the benefit for that patient by a much larger margin than we were seeing initially with just the milder chemotherapy combinations in the adjuvant setting. So if a patient is reluctant to have an aggressive adjuvant approach, like with a triplet, but they're young and they're fit. So I would definitely, you know, say to them that this could improve their risks of disease recurrence by such a large margin that it's already, you know, in a high percentage, that's definitely worth them to receive it.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was asking, because I've heard people say that they think people underestimate the actual value. You know, breast cancer, sometimes where you're adding an agent for 1 or 2% difference. And a lot of GI investigators have pointed out to me that the benefit with pancreatic cancer, even though things are kind of dismal in the metastatic setting, in the adjuvant setting, is actually fairly substantial.
I think it's a big thing. I think that the FOLFIRINOX trial, the adjuvant trial by the French group presented and published, is a phenomenal trial. And I think it's really, hopefully, going to change the biology definitely in a lot of our patients with pancreatic cancer. And I think it's a really, really big move for the field. And I applaud the group for that really remarkable work.
In your mind, when you see these numbers improving, in your mind, are you thinking about it as increase in the cure rate or maybe delay in disease progression?
No, I think that we obviously delaying disease recurrence, that's kind of an easier marker to see, and we're definitely doing that. But I think that in a fraction of our patients, you know, we don't have long-term survival yet from the study. We have estimated the 5 years. So we don't have, you know, five, seven, 8 years. So we don't really know. Like in the breast cancer trials, that you really have long-term effect of the treatment. But my feeling is that we are really curing a higher percentage of patients and it's worthwhile. It's a tough regimen and it's really difficult post-Whipple operation, definitely, but even post-pancreatectomy. But the patients that can undergo this treatment, they have to be offered the treatment. We have to try and really advise them and to convince them the benefit of this treatment. And even if it's difficult, we're there to dose reduce, dose modify, look after our patients, but still give them the best drug combination we have.